taking place with this old Grafton School?
The Grafton School was built in 1935. It's a historic registered property. There's 56,000 square feet in this building. It's going to be turned into a community theater or community smaller event area, the whole gymnasium. And then there will be artist studios. There are two places that there can be either a cooking school in the old cafeteria, because there's a huge venue available there. And also there's the original cafeteria that when the school was built, it would open automatically into the gymnasium so that the community could use the gymnasium as a banquet place or as for other gatherings for the community. So the building was originally built for the community for other uses other than just being a school.
At one point, I suppose that was the school, I would assume, or was it? Like
it was
K through 12, and everybody who ever grew up here went to that school up until the point where it started to go to other schools being built. And now, of course, there's different campuses. You have Midview now is the name for the school system that you have here as well. What was this building, what has it been doing all those years in the meantime?
It first started out as one through 12, all right, when it was first built. And then it was expanded in 1956 because they brought in more students from within the community. And that was expanded in 1956, like I said. But then when everyone started growing and becoming, they kept consolidating more of the schools, that's when the other campuses were created, where this one ended up being K through 3 only. And then there would be 4th and 5th in another area, and 6th, 7th in another area, and then the high school up at the main campus.
When did this stop being a school, being utilized?
2008.
Okay.
Yeah, 2008 is when it finally sold. But I think it finished being used as a school in 2005, wasn't it?
2005.
Okay.
Yes, because then the superintendent had moved in to the older area, and it was a superintendent board area rooms.
Have you been approached by artists or people who enjoy cooking to take that space, or how will that work?
Joe Filipiak, who is a well-known, respected artist, potter within the Midview area, I've been working with him, and last February we had a roundtable where he brought in different artists from throughout the whole county so that I could get a better feel as to if this is really something that they would want. Is this something that's needed? Just because I think it's something great doesn't mean it's something needed in the community. And I received a lot of positive feedback. Space is needed. Cheap space is needed. Good space is needed. And I heard real horror stories about where the artists actually had been needing to do their craft. No heat, no water. It was one thing they asked, will you have water? Yes, even indoor plumbing.
And for some of that artwork, you need water.
Yes. Like the watercolors or a pot, or even just cleaning up, you need those. So, and then there have been some people that have approached me to put in the cooking school.
What's your interest in this? Why are you involved in this project?
I love the community. I fell in love with this building a long, long time ago, and I love history. I just feel that the arts are one of the cornerstones in an education. You can't have a good education without all of them. You know, we tend to have the pendulum swinging back and forth from the sciences and then over to the arts and then back to the sciences. But just because a person will come and do art doesn't mean that they're going to end up being a Picasso. But it still enriches your whole being. Or if you're going to learn to play the clarinet, that doesn't mean that you're going to become someone in an orchestra. However, those venues help in math. Some of our best mathematicians were violinists. because there's some connection. Don't ask me what it is, but there's some connection. But I love the building.
Have you chatted with the people at the new Union Center? You know, in Oberlin, they've got an older type of building like that where they turned that a couple decades now, it seems, into a facility for artists and whatever. There's sort of a similarity I see in something.
Actually, I've spoken at length to Betsy Mandrell, and she's the director over there. And they actually gave a letter of encouragement and endorsement to the state of Ohio for this facility to be created. So, yes.
Okay, because it seems like there's something about those buildings that lend itself, not only because the way they were set up, there's a communal aspect that takes place, even
yes.
though they're individual rooms, but they're still like a school, you know, you can kind of meld things together, and there's always a little bit of crosstalk between the different disciplines.
Plus, every artist loves to have an open space, okay? Yes, we have some hermits, but most people like to have an open space to create. And this school lends itself to that because the full length and height of each of the school rooms is nothing but windows. The light comes in, and as people will walk in, and it's interesting, the different artists that I've taken through, each one will choose a different room. In a room that I would think, okay, this is going to be a hard sell, someone will latch onto it and say, this will be perfect for my stuff. So this is, you know, each person, each room talks to them. So
is the building ready to go, or do you need more work to be done?
Yes. The first stumbling block was getting the asbestos abatement. It had to be I had to have a certified person come in and take samples, send it off, and get the samples back, and then I would know exactly what needed to be done and which areas. I was very, very happily surprised that the gymnasium does not have any asbestos in it. I thought that was going to be my horror room, but it's not. The main problem are the 9x9 tiles, which is in the new area, the 1956 area. And that whole area will have to be abated, and nothing can be done before asbestos abatement is done. I could get the roof done. There, the edges of the roof, the way that the roofs, this is what my architect told me, the way the roof is done, is made, is they put down rubber and it comes over the flashing, and then they'll put something else on top. And then as that rubber ages, it pulls, and it shrinks, and it pulls up the flashing. And that's where I've got my leaks, is from age. And we're moving forward. It's just a beautiful, beautiful building that this community wanted and loved. Also, the reason it was built was because of the basketball championship. The basketball team, Grafton basketball team, won the state championship. And they had been having to go to Belden School to practice. One of the dealerships gave them the dealership space so they could practice. The Ford dealership. And so the community came together around this basketball team, and they were going to originally build only the gymnasium. However, the state said, well, you can build a whole building for the price of this stadium, this gymnasium. So this building is a WPA building through the Works Project, and that's how it came about. And many state championships were actually held here at this gymnasium because it was the best in the state, in little old Grafton.
Wow. Doris, did you go to this school? Did you spend time at this school at all?
She actually taught.
Well, I substituted there as a teacher.
Oh, okay.
My home was in Wellington, and I grew up in Wellington, went to school there. I learned about this school when she mentioned they were going to build a gym with that school building was over in the center of Grafton, over by the current police station. and that's where they were going to build this gymnasium. And then they got the idea of doing the whole thing cheaper and selected the site over here on Elm Street. I didn't answer what you asked.
No, that's okay. You taught there. You spent time there. Sometimes when you see a building, you knew how it once was. You have a whole different opinion or view of it than you see what it looks like today and what it can become.
Of course, my son went to school there, and my grandchildren went to school there. So.
Well, it's kind of neat that they're keeping this building. A lot of times communities sort of don't know what to do with their older structures, and because of either you talk about all the remediation that has to be done and fixing of the leaks and the plumbing and the pipes and stuff. Sometimes the infrastructure of the building doesn't let it, but it looks like there's good bones on this building.
Well, actually, I had the State of Ohio Historic Group come through. That was another little hoops and jumps that I had to go through. But I brought them up to go through so that they could tell me exactly what needs to be done to keep it as an historic project, because I don't want to get halfway through and find out, no, this is, because I want it done historically. And when they went through, they said that it was in pristine condition. And I thought, well, maybe they're used to seeing something without a roof.
Right. How many live animals are running through the hallways?
We had two raccoons.
Oh. Just two.
But just two. Just well, two. The others were hiding.
That's manageable for there.
Carly, tell them about the other part of this, is using that as the destination for all our village artifacts.
Oh, yes, yes. This is another thing that I have reached out to all of the different groups, like the township historical groups, the Grafton Historic Groups, and the Grafton Library, because a lot of times, like when they have special events like the disaster, they run out of room for people because it's so interesting. So I've reached out to all of them, and there will be a place for the historical artifacts from Grafton. I would love to see a hot stove museum put in there, because hot stove is very important to Grafton. Soldiers of History need another place to expand their wonderful collection. So all of these things could then be on display for other people to come to see, so that it's also a destination place.
As opposed to just being the artist residence, people doing things there as well.
Yes.
Sounds great. Well, we've got a lot more coming up with the spotlight on Grafton. We appreciate this great story about this building.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing how things develop, and we'll have you on again at later times, Carly Mahajan, and also joining us, Doris Wildenheim, as we talked about Grafton, their bicentennial, and all the things that they are doing in this community. We're going to continue to take a news break.